I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 17th, 2017 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini, here. Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of our visitors to our meeting tonight. If you're here for a particular item on the agenda and need to ask a question, please let me know by raising your hand, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. I particularly want to welcome the scout troop that is here from the Church of Latter-day Saints, and ask if you will lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance right now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a one-page agenda for tonight, and I don't think there's any items that are going to take too much discussion. Normally, we would have extras of the agenda sitting on the two side tables. If any of you need to see one, you might ask a scout if he could share his with you for a few minutes. And at the end of that agenda, there is an executive session of the Committee of the Whole of City Council for the discussion of the sale of property. And when we get to that place in the agenda, I will have to ask you to leave the room so the City Council can discuss the pros and cons of the sale of property. And I can't tell you that, not always, but tonight, City Council might be prepared to take action publicly following that executive session. And Sarah, I can have the clerk let you know what that action is later, so you don't have to stay. All right. You are, of course, welcome to. We'll come out in the lobby and see if anybody's here before we move on. Okay, on to the agenda. Everybody had distributed at their place tonight the ordinance number 7 for agenda item 7 tonight. You can put that in order in your council packets. And Mrs. Westphal, any additions?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to schedule a finance committee meeting for a discussion on the Ohio checkbook.
We'll make that 9A.
That's all for me.
Anyone else from City Council need to add any agenda items? Mrs. Hussman?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to make an announcement regarding Todd Milner.
When would you like to do that? Up front here? Let's do it up front.
I can do it right now, yes.
No, let's make it 4A.
4A, okay.
Todd Milner announcement. I think it's appropriate, but let's put it on the agenda.
Okay.
That way, Mrs. Booker will know what to do with it.
Okay.
In the meeting minutes. Anyone else from City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the vote, or the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our first meeting in 2017 on January the 4th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes, of the meeting minutes for January 4th, 2017, meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Added agenda item 4A. Mrs. Hussman?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to let everyone know, former council member Todd Milner is being ordained and installed next week, a week from today, at Providence Lutheran Church in Holland, Ohio, at 7 o'clock p.m.
I understand that he has several hundred people invited. And I've talked to a couple of members of Providence, and they're concerned that when they show up and all his friends show up, it may be an overflow crowd. Let's hope it is.
I think he would be thankful.
Yes, it would be. And that meeting is, or that is a week from tonight, so it's the 24th. All right. Very good. Thank you for that information. Moving on to agenda item five, we have a report from the service director concerning the Monroe Street and Silica Drive traffic study. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The intersection at Monroe and Silica, we have had complaints through the years on the traffic flow through that situation. As you can imagine, the primary problems are early morning when everybody's heading to work, and then late afternoon when everybody's coming home. We also have some anticipated work coming up in the future regarding a possible bridge replacement on Silica Road. That is, you know, that right now that bridge is actually two bridges. You have the vehicular bridge and then a separate pedestrian bridge. It would be our intent when that gets replaced to combine that into just a single structure. With that project, there may be some realignment that's necessary with Silica Road. There may be some, with the traffic concerns that we have there now, there may be some turning lanes that would be make it better on Monroe Street and things of that nature. So we'd like to get a study completed of the area. We'll take updated traffic counts at the four intersections that surround that area, and then take a look at those, put them into our traffic model, and see what adjustments will make that intersection operate at a higher level, and also take into account any considerations that we may have for those future projects that we talked about. Tetra Tech here in Toledo, they were the consultant that basically put the traffic signal system that we have currently. They have submitted a quote of $19,000 to perform that study. It will be tied in with our existing signal coordination, and because of that, we would recommend awarding the contract to Tetra Tech in the amount of $19,000 for this study. This project was included in our 2017 capital improvement program.
A little bit more information that I've asked the service director to also take into account in the study was a decision made by previous administration and service director to have Monroe Street in front of City Hall. It was not in front of City Hall at the time, but in front of City Hall and in front of the library be widened to a three-lane road instead of a four or a five-lane road. That was a difficult decision when I sat on council 30 years ago, because it seems, why should the road go from five lanes and hit a railroad track and all of a sudden it becomes three lanes? But it has proven over time to have been the right decision. The traffic flows through there very well. The problem is the light at Silica, especially during school rush hour mornings, 7 to 7:30 or so. It can be long backups there. And we had hoped that more people would head east on Erie Street and then come down Summit than I think really do. But that's a decision that needs to be looked at again. And there is a cost to widening the road, not just financial, but the cost of cutting into the front yard of City Hall. We can't cut much into the library. There isn't much room to go into over there. And the potential loss of our black oak, our 350-year black oak that sits along there. That's our community heritage tree. But I want the study to take that into account, and Mr. Aller has agreed to do that. This may include the future addition of lanes at Silica and Monroe, possibly a right turn lane towards the high school. That might help alleviate things, but we're going to take a look at everything. So I just wanted you to have that background as well. Any questions for Mr. Aller now that I've opened up background?
What's the time frame of this study?
The study, the consultant, I had them involved in another project, as you can see here shortly. But the study is something that the consultant is ready to get on basically immediately. So that would probably be finished within, I'd say it's probably a 4 to 6 month type study, Mr. Hanum.
So before school is out, while we, I assume that's our peak use period?
Yeah. Yeah, they're prepared, actually tomorrow they plan on being in to start setting up traffic counters and things of that nature if it gets approved this evening, so.
So a recommendation out of this would be something which we would consider doing, not this year, but next year?
Correct.
Or even beyond?
Even beyond, yeah, yeah. We would take any recommendations out of this study would be some of the signalization and things of that nature. Those may be adjustments that we're able to make right away. But anything construction where we're adding turning lanes or anything like that, that would be future years, yeah. We would, you know, we would see what the recommendations are, see if it's worth pursuing grant funds and things of that nature.
Okay, thank you.
We all know that anywhere you're at driving in Sylvania on school days, there is more traffic here on Monroe Street, but it is just as tough on Sylvania Avenue on school mornings as well. So we'll take a look at that. But so many kids are driven, drive themselves to school, but so many kids are driven to school. It's frustrating. I know that Mark probably sees it too on McCord. It's hard to get out of Gaines Mill onto McCord because of all the parents driving to and from McCord in the morning. So we're gonna take a look at it. Mr. Fry, ordinance number 5.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 5-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Tetra Tech for the Monroe Street and Silica Drive traffic study, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $19,000, waiving the second, third, and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 5-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 5-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 5-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 5-2017 is approved. I think the scouts need an explanation of what those two different motions were. We have a city charter that requires all ordinances to be read in their entirety, and in this case it would just be one and a little bit more, three times, three consecutive council meetings. The reason for that was because we didn't have Xerox machines or internet where we could post these in advance. But with copy machines and internet access, council is now allowed to waive the second and third readings, just have one reading, and read by title only, not read the entire document. Yeah, but they have to do that by motion, and it takes four votes, it takes a majority vote of council to do that, and that's what the first motion was. You get a little chance to hear these motions again on the next item. The second motion is to pass as an emergency measure. Again, it takes three council meetings to approve something unless there's a supermajority of council to do it. That's five members of council or more. Most council business is not controversial. It's often unanimously voted as that was. And so we do it one night and keep council and city business moving along. So that's the explanation. You can listen on this next one because we do have agenda item 6, a very similar item about traffic signal system inventory and capital improvement plan. Mr. Heller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project will take an inventory and put together an asset management system, if you will, for our signals that we have throughout the city. We do have 27 traffic signals. As you can imagine, they're all different type functions. Some operate by camera, some operate by closed loop. Some are just simple timers. We don't currently have a good inventory of that system and how it all ties together. Initially there was a firm called Pierce Electric that has changed, and Tim Pierce now works for a different, works for a contractor. But they have been Northwest Ohio. Every community you've ever been in. Tim Pierce is the person that maintains traffic signals in those cities. As with all of us, Tim Pierce obviously isn't going to be around forever. And when he decides to hang it up or it's hung up for him, we need something to be able to fall back on and be able to know what we have in place and know what we have to fix, know what we have to improve, and things of that nature. So we're asking to move forward with this inventory. Tetra Tech is also the firm that's involved in this project. They were involved in our corridor signal review that we did a couple of years ago, a year or two ago, and I think made some recommendations that improved them in the Mercer City corridor with that project. So. They are very familiar with their system, the Monroe Corridor system, and we'd like them to work to get everything within the city in that inventory format so that we have a better understanding of what we have in place. This will move us forward in. I recently attended some training on citywide asset management. Asset management is actually something that is going to be required of our water systems in the future. There's a Senate bill that's requiring it. Every indication that we have is that an asset management plan is going to be required in our next sanitary sewer discharge permit. And we're really taking a look at trying to get to that asset management plan on a citywide basis. This is part of that. It's moving us, continues to move us forward in that, and I would ask for approval to move forward. Tetra Tech's proposal was in the amount of $30,000 to perform this work, and I would ask approval to move forward.
Tetra Tech was also the engineering firm hired 10 or 12 years ago. Some of you may recall when we did the computerization of the traffic signals, and I believe we replaced the traffic signal heads at the time, Kevin, though my memories, I'm not sure whether they're LEDs or not. We do have some LEDs in town, but some are still incandescent, I believe.
Yeah, those, the original ones were probably incandescent.
Right, so their knowledge goes back beyond just the flow plan we did a couple of years ago. They do have the improvement plans, which was not a total success, but seems to be working pretty well. All right. Questions for Mr. Aller.
Is this money already in the budget?
Yes, I'm sorry, I failed to mention. This inventory was also in the 2017 capital improvement.
And again, what's the schedule for completion of this?
This one is a little further out. We'll probably wait, in all honesty, until it warms up a little bit more to do this work because it will involve a lot of getting into the cabinets at intersections and things of that nature. So we'll probably wait until it warms up a little.
Mr. Allen, I'm just curious, are these assets serialized already, or are you trying to uniquely identify them and then categorize that or catalog that?
A lot of it is more cataloging, right. And knowing, you know, it's someone that has a history knows what's there, but once that history leaves, then you no longer know what's there.
Okay.
And we're trying to get to that point.
Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 6-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Tetra Tech to provide traffic signal system inventory and capital improvement plan, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $30,000, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 6-2017 be read by title only. The second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 6-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 6-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 6-2017 is approved. Also for the benefit of the scouts, Mr. Fry read both of those ordinances. That's because he's the chairman of our streets committee. All ordinances that come are usually read by the chairman of the committee that would be forwarding that legislation. And there are different committees around the table. Quickly, we'll start with Mr. Hayden. We'll say the committees that they represent, who they are and what committee they have.
I'm Doug Hayden, and I'm the chair of zoning and annexation.
I'm Katie Capellini, and I'm the chair of Parks and Forestry.
I'm Jason Mishka, and I'm chair of the Utilities and Environment Committee.
I'm Mary Westphal, and as president of council, I have two committees that I chair. One is Finance Committee, and the other is Safety Committee.
I'm Sandy Hussman, and I'm chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and as you heard, I'm the chair of the Streets Committee.
And I'm Mark Lukey, I'm chair of Human Resources and Community Relations.
All right. Let's move on to agenda item 7. This is ordinance 7, 2017. This has to do with our aggregation agreement that is negotiated for us through the Northwest Ohio Aggregation Coalition. We have two issues we need to take care of first. First, the legislation was just distributed to us tonight, so I'm going to ask the law director to give us a synopsis in this. And then we will need a motion at Mr. Fry's request to allow him to back away from the table. He has a conflict of interest. He works for the NOAC negotiating group and really shouldn't be voting on this if we have enough votes otherwise. Whether we have enough votes otherwise or not, he shouldn't work. But we will have enough votes. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. We'll have enough votes anyways, I bet. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the mayor explained, the NOAC communities do not currently have a residential aggregation program for our electric customers. In discussing it over last summer with Palmer Energy, we decided to go out to solicit proposals from suppliers, and Palmer sent out an RFP to 8 suppliers. 3 responded with different price terms, and the best one is in front of you. It's First Energy Solutions for a 3-year term that will save the average residential customer $27 annually and approximately $121 annually for commercial customers. It's our recommendation that this be approved. I'm not sure if some of you know, I'm sure there is some question about the First Energy Solutions financial stability. They've agreed to set up a 6-month kind of escrow account to provide some surety that our residents will continue to receive the savings, and if not, we have some measure to go back on them with. So we're still working out the terms of the actual agreement itself isn't finalized yet, but those will be the terms, and I would recommend this approval.
And this will be an opt-out arrangement. Residents will be automatically enrolled to save the money unless they choose to opt out individually.
Correct.
And they will continue to receive, at least I receive, offers from other electric utilities, household natural gas utilities, telling me that they can save more. But I checked one just yesterday morning on natural gas that said you can't do any better. It was from Ohio Gas, and no, it wasn't any better. In fact, it was going to cost me more if I opted to them. So you got to check those numbers, which are now printed on your utility bills. Any questions for Mrs. Brining? Hearing none.
I move that Mr. Fry push away from the table due to a conflict of interest with this particular matter.
Second.
And moved and seconded to allow Mr. Fry to push back due to a conflict of interest. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And let the record show that Mr. Fry is not participating in this vote or discussion. We do have ordinance number 7 in front of us to enter into this customer supply agreement as negotiated by NOAC. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 7, 2017. All members of council, having received copies in advance, are read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a customer supply agreement with First Energy Solutions for the provision of electric energy to residential and small commercial customers within the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 7, 2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 7, 2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 7, 2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries with six members of council and the ordinance is approved. Thank you. Let the record show that Mr. Frye can now rejoin us at the table. And we'll move along to agenda item 8. This is an annual issue that the clerk of council will be designated to attend training programs on our behalf, city councils and the mayors, about public records law requirements in the state of Ohio. The state ordinance does allow that to happen, though. As we've said in the past, I encourage you all to attend it at least once. And if you want to attend it this time, I can tell you that the date for the TEMACOG study or study seminar is April the 7th, Friday, April the 7th. And you're all welcome to attend. There will be room for all of you. But if you would like, we can have Mrs. Booker attend for us. And we appreciate that, Mrs. Booker. We have a resolution, number 2, 2017, allowing her or designating her as our attendee. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 2-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. A resolution designating the clerk of council as the mayor and city council's designee to attend training programs and seminars about the public records law as required by Ohio Revised Code Section 109.43, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 2, 2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 2-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 2, 2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 2, 2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 9. We'll go to added agenda item 9A. Mrs. Westfall would like to schedule a meeting of the finance committee. And this meeting, I understand, is, as council asked, to have an update on the Ohio checkbook program.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I absolutely am hoping that we can get this meeting scheduled before the next city council meeting. However, I want to alert our finance committee members that there is something else happening that evening as well. Toby thought that would be a brief meeting, so we're hoping to maybe schedule that on Monday, February 6th at 7 o'clock for about 15 minutes. But Mrs. Booker has shared with me that there are some scouts from Maplewood who would like to come that evening and have asked if we could have some of the council members be here a few minutes ahead of the meeting to interact with them and respond to questions. And then they'd like to participate in some sort of a flag ceremony at the beginning of the council meeting. So my hope is that the members of the finance committee, Mr. Lukey, Mr. Frye, and Mr. Hanum, would consider a 7 o'clock meeting for 15 minutes, and then we would be in place to interact with the scouts as need be.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that would be Monday, February 6th.
At 7.
At 7. Thank you.
Are there any other committee reports or meetings to be scheduled at this time? Hearing none, are there any committee referrals? All right, that takes us down to agenda item 11, which is the committee of the whole. But before we go there, let's skip down to the information items. You have the bank reconciliations in your council packet. Any questions for those, you can address directly to Mr. Schroyer. I bring your attention, though, to B. Chief Rodish, any items you want to discuss on your law enforcement trust fund, drug law enforcement fund, federal equitable sharing fund, or property seized forfeited fund? at this time.
Very good year last.
It appears that the balances are all up some. And if you recall, we are buying some unmarked patrol cars or unmarked cars for the police department out of one of these funds. It's in the budget to do that. The criminals are out there, and when they get caught, they surrender their vehicle, they surrender the cash, sometimes the property. All right. That brings us to, back to the committee meeting of the whole. I need a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Husman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
The vote is 7-0. At this time, I need to ask you to leave our council chambers. It is likely, I'm told, but not assured, that we will have a piece of legislation when we come back in, possibly to sell a piece of property. And you're welcome to stay in our lobby as long as you want. We'll come out and see if you're there when we're done with this. But there are two parcels that are being discussed tonight. So thank you for your attending, and we're glad you were here. Thank you to the scouts. Good luck.
And to we leave executive session and return to our
full. Second.
The move and second is to leave executive session and committee of the whole. Please call the roll.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Husman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
7-0. Let's see if anybody's out there. There's been activity out there. Well, people are moving back in. I'm going to give you an update on Sister City quickly. I forgot to put this on the agenda. On Martin Luther King Day at 1:30 in the afternoon, the mayor's office received a call from Woodstock Mayor Trevor Birch. I have never spoken to him or even heard his voice. He said his name very quickly, Trevor Birch, and left the message that he is interested in visiting us here in Sylvania. He would like to meet you. He would like to bring a proclamation commemorating the 25th anniversary of our sister city relationship.
Great.
I returned the call yesterday morning, have not heard back from him, but this is quite a development from him. He was not interested. We've been through all these changes in mayor. The other ones got to me quickly. It's taken him more than 2 years, but I bet you I hear back from him in less than 2 years now. So I'm going to talk when I've left a message for him, asking him, is he interested in coming in a February meeting or March meeting or an October meeting? The actual 25th anniversary is October 22nd. So we'll set this up. This could be a big deal.
Great.
And in the meantime, Leslie is spending her spare time getting those letters out to the township, to the school board, and to the Chamber of Commerce and others. So that was a good development on Martin Luther King. All right. We have returned from executive session. No action was taken in executive session except the discussion of the sale of property. And as a result of the discussions held in executive session, council now has in front of it Ordinance 8, 2017, which would sell the Maplewood Marketplace to the Midland Agency of Northwest Ohio Incorporated for the purchase price of $1.1 million. This is a property that the owner has, or the city has owned since 1992 and has been redeveloped and occupied by the city during those years. We have a financial sheet that this council was able to discuss, which shows what a success story this is for our community. We took an almost abandoned dead corner of the downtown that was being used for the storage of old vehicles, the White family's car collection. We rehabilitated it. We've remodeled the inside. We've remodeled the outside. It is now a viable part of our downtown with a restaurant, with a major employer in Interrupt, and with other offices upstairs. And it is now time to return this property into private hands and consider it a success story for the involvement of city government. It is also a financial success for the city. When you take all the expenses that the city's put into it, subtract subtract out the rents that we have received from that building, the city is still realizing over a half a million dollar in monetary gain because of the increase in value of that property and the fact that we collected those rents over two decades. So this is a great success story. The city will move on to other properties. We did the post office years ago. It's been a success story. The Maplewood Marketplace is as well. The city has redeveloped the property where the hotel is, where the medical River Center Medical Clinic is, just south of the river, and where the Root Building is. Those are all properties that the city owns, ready for development, put back on the market, and have added employment into our downtown. And the Maplewood Marketplace took more time because we had to remodel an existing building and then find the proper tenants for it. Now we have an offer that the city, I believe, is ready to accept at this time. This is, well, it's either Mrs. Westphal or Mrs. Hussman, Property Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's my pleasure to introduce ordinance number 8, 2017. All members of council previously having this discussion and receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Approving the offer to purchase of Midland Agency of Northwest Ohio, Inc. to purchase the city's real estate known as the Maplewood Marketplace, 5703 Main Street, at a sale price of $1,100,000, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said offer to purchase on behalf of the city of Sylvania, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 8, 2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 8, 2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 8, 2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 8, 2016 is approved, authorizing the sale of the Maplewood Marketplace for $1.1 million. Is there any further business to bring in front of council at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, February the 6th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.